This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump signed an executive order Tuesday outlining a blueprint for some police reforms as nationwide protests against police brutality continue. In a Rose Garden ceremony, Trump said reducing crime and raising standards are not opposite goals. The president said the order will encourage police departments nationwide to adopt the highest professional standards to serve their communities. The measure also calls for certification groups to train officers on de-escalation techniques and use of force standards. Trump did not address the linkage of systemic racism to police brutality, an issue raised by demonstrators across the country. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called the president's order weak and said it falls sadly and seriously short of what is required to fight racial injustice and police brutality. South Korea's presidential office on Wednesday strongly denouncing North Korea's latest dismissal of its offer to cooperate as rude and senseless. The senior secretary to the president for public communication warned the South Korean government will no longer tolerate the North's unreasonable words and acts. South Korea's response came a day after North Korea destroyed an inter-Korean liaison office in a choreographed display of anger that puts pressure on Washington and Seoul amid deadlocked nuclear diplomacy. The demolition was the most provocative act by North Korea since it entered nuclear talks back in 2018. Though the building in its border town of Kaesong was empty and the North had previously signaled plans to destroy it. For more news, join us, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Beijing is reintroducing some lockdown measures and conducting mass testing of residents after a new cluster of COVID-19 cases in one of its largest wholesale food markets. The Chinese capital went into what the state media calls wartime mode after 106 new cases were reported in Beijing's southwestern district. The city has deployed 100,000 epidemic control workers and put at least 28 local communities under strict lockdown, kept schools closed, sports and entertainment facilities that were scheduled to reopen. Officials in Beijing are barring residents who live in high-risk areas from leaving the capital. Taxis, ride-sharing services have been banned from taking people outside the city. The largest market in Mozambique's capital, Maputo City, will remain closed Wednesday, the final day of three-day sanitizing and reorganization to fight the spread of the coronavirus. The move is the beginning of the gradual temporary closing of the capital's 63 markets and five fairs for disinfecting, new spacing of stalls, implementation of social distancing between merchants and customers, and the wearing of face masks to help prevent the spread of the coronavirus. The revamping of the market operations also comes as the Southern African country experienced a spike in COVID-19 cases recently, 74 over Friday and Saturday. So far, Mozambique has confirmed just over 600 coronavirus cases and 3 deaths. A new study from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows that older people, minorities, and those with pre-existing health conditions are the most susceptible to dying from COVID-19 here in the United States. The U.S. has recorded more than 2.1 million coronavirus cases and more than 116,000 deaths. That's far and away more than any other country. Health experts predicting tens of thousands more U.S. coronavirus deaths in the coming months. Men and women contracted COVID-19 at about the same rate, but men were more likely than women to be hospitalized, placed in intensive care, or die. Brazil reported nearly 35,000 new COVID-19 cases on Tuesday, the same day a top government official declared the outbreak there was under control. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro, who has dismissed the virus as just a little flu, has urged businesses to reopen and ordered state governors to loosen lockdown restrictions there. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app via remote. I'm Michael Brown. This is VOA News.